It's a 6-point plan where, after identifying problems on any road, the council would notify the landowner verbally. Again, if this is not repaired or fixed, the council then will call back verbally. And then, following that, the council then will put in writing a notification to the landowner. And it's only following 5 or 6 between letters and calling out to the landowner then that the council then would notify him with a legal notice reminding him of his responsibilities. Now, the council intend to begin by placing notices in the newspapers and that, informing all landowners of their duties. But I think it's very important to point out, and what is discussed here today as well, the councils as well need to lead by example. And there is a lot of cases throughout the country where the council themselves have problems in drainage and that, you know. And obviously the councils would say in response to that that it's all to do with funding. But I'm sure a lot of landowners and property owners would have the same issue.
Basically here now, landowners where water's run into roads, the landowners are going to be held accountable. But so are the landowners going to have to pay for their own drainage systems here now, or are the council going to pay for the drainage systems?
Well, that's the issue that I had raised in particular, because there has been talk ongoing for a number of years that the council was working with landowners to try and help them out. You know, where there was a grey area, maybe where the drainage was okay on the land, but once it come to the road, it was trying to cross the road then, who takes responsibility? There's also an issue of a lot of side roads where the council has been talking about for years, but working with rural communities, farming organisations, where they could go out and do drainage and do repairs to the road now. And this is sort of taking a long time to sort out, but I welcome the fact today that the Director of Roads says that it's at a very advanced stage now with insurance companies to make sure that, first of all, they identify who the group is that's repairing the road and make sure that they're fully covered insurance-wise, you know, whether that's doing drainage or anything else. And he said that come early in the new year, they'd bring clarity, because that's something that's been a long time on the road.